This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. American adults are eating better, making better use of available nutrition information, and consuming fewer calories coming from fat and saturated fat, consuming less cholesterol, and eating more fiber, according to a new report from the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service. Changes in eating patterns and diet quality among working age adults 2005-2010. A study underscores the importance of robust efforts undertaken since 2009 to improve food choices and diet quality and ensure that all Americans have access to healthy food and science-based education and advice. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia has been inducted into the Peanut Hall of Fame by the Georgia Peanut Commission. Chambliss was unanimously selected for this award by the Georgia Peanut Commission for his lifelong contributions to Georgia's peanut industry and agriculture. Induction in the Peanut Hall of Fame is the highest recognition one can receive from the growers in the state of Georgia. Chambliss is only the fifth person to be inducted into the prestigious Peanut Hall of Fame. The other members include former President Jimmy Carter, Georgia House Agriculture Committee Chairman Henry Reeves, Senator Herman Talmadge, and Professor J. Frank McGill. This winter's dry, unseasonably warm weather has some California cattle ranchers and feed suppliers worried. Most believe the industry is facing its biggest economic challenge to keep herds fed and healthy since the drought of 1976-1977, and maybe greater. Typically, this time of year, cattle are moved down the valley to winter off plentiful grass, but the lack of rain has dried up grazing lands. So ranchers are keeping their cattle home and supplementing their diets with hay. That has caused hay prices to rise and put a premium on supplies. New data released by USDA reveals 20% of Americans, a record high, are enrolled in food stamp programs, according to a CNSNews.com article. The overall cost of food stamps is also at an all-time high. Much of the increase in Americans using food stamps has occurred over the past 5 years. Late last week, details of a possible deal on the Farm Bill's dairy program began to emerge, signaling that negotiators could be close to finalizing an agreement. With Congress on recess this week, action on any agreement will have to wait until next week and would very likely stretch into early February. Still, despite signs of progress, official details have yet to be released, and any agreement between the principal negotiators would have a number of hurdles to clear before becoming law. Farm Bureau continues to push Congress toward the goal line in unfinished issues like the Farm Bill and ag labor. Farm Credit East recently released a short video on the Farm Credit Fellows Program, an educational program for college students interested in entering into an agriculturally related business field. Whether students are planning to return to the farm after graduation, pursue a career in agricultural lending, or looking to enter another ag-related business field, this is a beneficial program to learn hands-on how the lending process works. Participants of the Farm Credit Fellows Program include students from Cornell University, University of Connecticut, the University of Maine, and the University of Vermont. The Farm Credit Fellows Program is sponsored by Farm Credit East and Yankee Farm Credit. Glowing plants, as seen in the seemingly fantastical flora of the 2009 film Avatar, are no longer just a special effect. Molecular biologist Alexander Krichevsky of St. Louis-based biotech company BioGlow has developed the Starlight Avatar, a genetically modified tobacco plant that glows in the dark as a first step toward a world in which one day our highways and homes might be illuminated not with electricity, but with the luminescent glow of plant life. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, two $1,000 scholarships, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2014-15 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through high school guidance counselors, high school agriculture instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 21st. The Illinois Farm Bureau, in partnership with ADT Security, through its most tenured dealer, PowerLink LLC, has introduced a new member benefit available to all County Farm Bureau members. ADT Security, which offers 24-hour alarm monitoring services for protection against burglary, fire, and high levels of carbon monoxide in the home, along with other services, is now available to County Farm Bureau members at a discounted rate. County Farm Bureau members can save $5 off monthly monitoring and receive a free security system valued at $850. The benefit also includes free monitored smoke detector services and homeowners insurance savings. To take advantage of this member benefit, County Farm Bureau members can call 1-877-289-4070 to speak with an ADT representative. ADT has been providing home security services for over 135 years and is recognized as a leading industry expert. Illinois Farm Bureau is proud to add this new benefit to our suite of member benefits. To learn more about all the membership benefits available to County Farm Bureau members, visit www.ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.